Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Benjamin Boggs and the $100 Bills, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Never felt so right. So I hop in my car and I drive down to that liquor store. Grab a bottle of gin and pass out on my kitchen floor. Why does it feel like I'm running up here? All the time, crawling back down just to make sure you're doing all right. We're shooting myself in the foot, never felt so right.
Our guest this evening on Red Barn Radio is Ben Boggs and the $100 Bills. Ben is originally from Whitesburg. You know if you've been listening. He lived in Richmond for a time, and now he's settled in Lexington. So we can call him our own here in the central part of the state. And he's got a bunch of guys with him on stage tonight, many of whom have been on this program before, either as a part of other groups or as the main act. Great to have all of you guys here with us tonight. So thanks for taking the time and putting the great tunes together. Somebody gave you a guitar at 13, though. Was that after the failed piano lessons?
No, that was way before that.
So the guitar came first then?
Yeah. My uncle actually, like I was telling you earlier, brought us some guitars home. He was living here at the time. Basically was like, all right, here you guys go, learn to play these. So that was kind of what started it.
So he brought guitars for you and your sisters?
And my cousin.
Oh. Your uncle lived here in Lexington, and you were in rural Whitesburg. Mm-hmm. Do you have some recollections of being a little kid coming up to the big city?
It's a different world as a kid coming from there to here. Even the drive itself is mind-blowing at first because you're surrounded by nothing but mountains, and then you get so far and they're gone.
Well, apparently that old ring I gave you behind where we first met, well, I finally had to let you go just to give my mind some rest. Well, I got a feeling deep in my chest and even here's the best. It'll take some time before I feel fine, so honey, here's to me instead. Now it's sunshine, clear blue skies, birds singing in my head. Thought the grass was greener on the other side till you walked right out of my head. Though it won't be easy and it'll take time, so baby, don't take this lie. Oh, I'm packing up and leaving this heartbreak town tonight. I've got that feeling deep in my chest, and leaving you's the best. It'll take some time before I feel fine, honey, here's to me instead. Now it's sunshine, a clear blue skies, birds singing in my head. Thought the grass was greener on the other side till you walked right out of my head. Oh, I'm packing up and leaving this heartbreak town tonight. Well, I've got a feeling deep in my chest, and leaving here's the best. It'll take some time before I feel fine, so honey, here's to me instead. Now it's sunshine and clear blue skies, birds singing in my head. Thought the grass was greener on the other side till you walked right out of my head. No, it won't be easy and it'll take time, so baby, don't take this lie. Oh, I'm packing up and leaving this heartbreak town tonight.
My dad went back to college. My dad's been back to college twice. The first time he went and got an electrician's degree and then went back into the mines. And then after that, they started all the talks of layoffs and all that stuff is when it all started. Mm-hmm. And he had remembered that he liked college and liked going to school. So he every day would come home and be like, you know, I can't wait till they lay me off so I can go back to school. Huh. And then finally they did. So he got to go back and he does heating and cooling now and he loves it. So.
Do you ever talk about what you do, the time that you put into that and your love for that?
Actually, the weirdest thing, like a couple of months ago, you know, my dad's a preacher, so him and bars don't mix very well. I play at Summit City back home all the time, and I was in one weekend playing with my friend Corey, who had wrote that September song that I was talking about earlier. And I looked, and my mom and my dad and my little sister all showed up at the bar, and I was like kind of taken back by it because, first of all, I wasn't expecting them there. So then they showed up and they were there. So they're really supportive though. They are.
How do you think it happened that on that particular night?
They're just really spontaneous sometimes.
Yeah.
I'll call them. I'll be going home for the weekend. They'll be like, well, the key's where it's always at, so let yourself in. We're going to go do this, and we'll be back Sunday. So they've always just been that way. I mean, as a kid, we would sometimes come home from school on a Friday, and my dad would have Friday night off, so we'd just pack up and drive somewhere, not even to a destination, and spend the night and find something to do and come home that weekend.
I love it. Sounds like you have some pretty fond recollections of growing up in a cool, close family, which is neat.
Baptist church, watching her daddy giving her to the man I always thought I'd be. Wasn't all that long ago that she was mine to hold. Never thought I'd ever say goodbye. Maybe if I held on a little longer, loved her a little stronger, she just might have stayed. And now she's moving on, leaving me here alone. I'm trying every way not to remember September. She's forgetting me, and that's clear to see, but she don't need me anymore. On the day I was given life, she walked out of my life. That's the day love gave up on me. Maybe if I held on a little longer, or loved her a little stronger, she just might have stayed. And now she's moving on, leaving me here alone. I'm trying every way not to remember September. Might have stayed. Maybe if I held on a little longer, loved her a little stronger, she just might have stayed. And now she's moving on, leaving me here alone. I'm trying every way not to remember September. Well, I can't forget about September. Help me forget about September. Well, I can't forget about September.
Talking earlier, I mentioned that I'd done some culinary school, and I obviously eat very well. So I'm I'm really into the food. There's Joe Pack's Chicken in Isom that is kind of a little hidden gem in Letcher County. I think it's probably a little more famous now, but it's just straight up fried chicken, man. Like your grandma makes on Sunday after church, you know, that type of film. But it's the best. So that's a really good hidden gem there. Now Pine Mountain, there's some of the most beautiful overlooks you'll ever see in your life on the top of Pine Mountain. It's just been recently built in the last couple of years. Little Shepherd's Trail that connects from Letcher County all the way. You can go all the way to Harlan. It's just a little road that goes all the way through the mountains.
Huh. Got one more hot spot for us?
Holcomb's Dairy Bar in Isom, too. They have really good food. Just a dairy bar.
Yeah.
Ice cream, hamburgers, french fries. Nice.
Say no more.
Nothing special, just really good greasy food. It's really good on Sunday mornings.
Daydream my way back home, and these bags under my tired eyes are showing inside my soul. And that city just doesn't feel me the way these mountains do. So breathe that air, feel that wind, let it all come back to you, and let it roll. Like the tires on this road, let it roll. Like the mountains do back home, let it roll. Let it roll right off my back, let it take me on back to the mountains I call home, yeah. Trying to find peace of mind, I've been looking for a way just to pass the time, till I get back on that road, see that it's a sign, and let it roll, like the tires on this road, and let it roll. Tires on this road, and let it roll, like the mountains do back home, and let it roll. Let it roll right off my back, let it take me on back to the mountains I call.
like to thank Ben, Tyler, Adam, Dakota, Kevin, and Paul. That's Benjamin Boggs and the $100 Bills for being with us this evening. We also thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media and to the photography of Nick Lazaroff. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on YouTube Live tonight, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, serving Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. It's your chance to hear more great live Kentucky music from Red Barn Radio and WEKU.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region, and then share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you live from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and on our program on the web. We are redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available at eventbrite.com Lexington.
Once again, please give it up for Benjamin Boggs and the $100 Bills here on the Red Barn stage.
But Grandma and Grandpa found their faith. Working like my father just to make it through the pain. God has got a soul from all the hell that I've been through. Put me in a casket and lay me in the ground, 'cause there ain't nothing you can do that's gonna hold me down. I feel it getting deeper, burning in my soul, like a never-ending fire from this life out on the road. Feeling like I'm washed up just from days I've spent in this old town. Looking for a sign from God while tearing off this broken rearview mirror. I've got a scar of soul from all the hell that I've been through. So put me in a casket and lay me in the ground, 'cause there ain't nothing you can do that's gonna slow me down. I feel it getting deeper, burning in my soul, like a never-ending fire. This life out on the road, yeah. And lay me in the ground, 'cause there ain't nothing you can do that's gonna hold me down. I feel it getting deeper, burning in my soul, like a never-ending fire from this life out on the road.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Benjamin, Tyler, Adam, Dakota, Kevin, and Paul, Benjamin Boggs and the $100 Bills, for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Thanks also to Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Associate producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookOutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at RedBarnRadio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.